Indians and Rockies interleague action at Coors Field. Mark Reynolds would have a big night at the plate. So would Antonio Senzatella, Tuesday's starting pitcher. But we pick up this action with Reynolds flashing some leather in the first.
Senzatella into the wind, and the 0-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball toward first. Diving stop behind the bag on the line from his knees. And Reynolds throws him out to Senzatella covering. The former Indian Mark Reynolds made a great play deep at first, diving to the line and then from his knees through to the pitcher covering to rob Jason Kipnis. Clevinger fires, and it's swung on, line drive up the alley right center. This will clear the bases. It'll roll to the wall. Gonzalez, Parra, Walters all score. Senzatella with a three-run double up the alley in right center. He has five RBIs on the year, his first extra base hit on the year, and it's 3-0 Rockies, and Clevinger commits a mortal sin. Boy, he just threw a get-me-over fastball, and Senzatella jumped all over it. Unbelievable. Clevinger's next delivery. Swing and a drive, deep right center field. This ball is gone. Cleared the 16-foot wall. Carlos Gonzalez with his fifth home run of the year. A line drive, two-run homer to right center, and the Rockies already up 5-0. And Clevinger has walked three tonight, and all three have come around to score.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep right field. Chisenhall back, looking up, and that ball is gone. A home run, Mark Reynolds. Just inside the right field foul pole. It's a three-run shot, and the Rockies have opened it up. It's now Colorado 8, the Tribe 1. And Reynolds going the other way with power. That's his 15th home run, 49 runs driven in now for Mark Reynolds. And that's tops in the National League.
The pitch swung on, pounded. Deep center field. Goodbye. Just to the left of center, Carlos Gonzalez will jog ahead of Mark Reynolds. Reynolds, the former Indian, a three-run homer down the right field line, a two-run homer to left center, five RBIs for Reynolds. He now leads the Rockies with 16 homers, and he now leads with 51 RBIs. It's a 10-3 ball game. And it's all Colorado tonight.
Colorado goes on to win it by a final of 11-3. It's the 24th career multi-home run game for Mark Reynolds. Antonio Senzatella improved to 8-2 on the mound this season, pitching into the seventh while striking out four. Terry Francona's squad couldn't overcome Mark Reynolds' 5 RBI night as the Indians fell to the Rockies Tuesday night. Here's the skipper talking to the media after the game.
For a young pitcher pitching here, he's doing a good job. You know, he's kind of what we thought he was. He's pretty good.
It's been a while since you guys have been to Coors Field. I mean, is it everything, I guess, you remembered about this place?
Well, I don't know what, I mean, I don't know what's changed. I know they put a wall up in right a little bit since I've been here, but it's just another ballpark. We go where they tell us and, you know, don't really take a whole lot of time to walk around and admire the ballpark, just trying to figure out a way for us to win.
Chisenhall, nice to see you come.
Yeah, it was. He looked good. I mean, he looked good. That's good. Good to have him back and let him settle in a little bit.
Mike Clevinger lasted just 4 innings in Tuesday's loss against the Rockies. Here's the Rhiney talking to reporters about his outing.
Early in the game, I couldn't find the zone. By the time I found it, it was a little bit too late.
Did you see a difference in your breaking balls here than maybe you've had it in other places?
I'd actually say it was more so the changeup. I feel like I could still find the break on the breaking balls and couldn't do anything with the changeup. Kind of eliminated it early.
How tough is it when you feel like you made the right decision to walk Walters and then Senzatella, you know, beat you the way he did?
That's a tough pill to swallow. I don't have many words for that. I just left a fastball to the plate and the pitcher got 3 RBIs.
What about running the bases? How long has it been since you've been on?
God, this is my only good takeaway of the day is my speed. That's all I got.
Then the second inning, I mean, the three-run double versus just a leadoff walk. How much is that?
Yeah, I mean, the walks paid dividends today. I mean, that was my – I really honestly still feel like I beat myself because, I mean, you eliminate the walks that happen and maybe looking at a 2-0 ball game at the time. And but the walks killed me, came back to haunt me.
You've done a good job with that, too. I mean, limiting the walks. Was it just what happened today?
I didn't. It felt like it took me a little longer to get in sync and just find that release point. I felt like I was searching for the first couple of innings, and then, like I said, by the time I found it, we're in the hole 5 runs, and it was too late to turn it around.
What type of challenge does their lineup present?
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a weak spot in the lineup by any means. I mean, hell, the pitcher got 3 RBIs today, so there's a lot of good talent over there.
The series continues Wednesday with Trevor Bauer on the mound for the Indians against Kyle Freeland for the Rockies.